那么今天的经文是取自但以理书第四章。
Today's passage is from Daniel chapter 4.
啊，一段相当长的经文。
A fairly long passage.
啊，但是我们仍然要去看这段经文。
But nonetheless, we need to look at it.
啊，所以我们只用中文来读，然后你们看英文的跟着一起看。
So we'll only read aloud in Chinese and those with English to follow along.
啊，我们请 Mia 姐妹上来读。
We're going to ask Sister Mia to come up and read.
但以理书第四章，尼布甲尼撒王晓谕住在全地各方各国各族的人说，愿你们大享平安，我乐意将至高的神向我所行的神迹奇事宣扬出来，他的神迹何其大，他的奇事何其甚，他的国是永远的，他的权柄存到万代。我尼布甲尼撒安居在宫中，平顺在殿内，我做了一梦，使我惧怕，我在床上的思念并脑中的意象使我惊惶，所以我降旨召巴比伦的一切哲士到我面前，叫他们把梦的讲解告诉我。于是那些术士、用法术的、加勒底人、观照的都进来，我将那梦告诉了他们，他们却不能把梦的讲解告诉我。幕后那照我神的名称为伯提拉萨的但以理来到我面前，他里面有神，有圣灵的灵，我将梦告诉他说，术士的领袖伯提拉萨，因我知道你里头有圣灵的灵，圣神的灵，什么奥秘的事都不能使你为难，现在要把我梦中所见的意象和梦的讲解告诉我。我在床上脑中的意象是这样的，我看见地当中有一棵树极其高大，那树健长而且坚固，高得顶天，从地极都能看见，叶子华美，果子甚多，可做众生的食物。田野的走兽卧在荫下，天空的飞鸟宿在枝上，凡有血气的都从这树得食。我在床上脑中的意象，见有一位守望的圣者从天而降，大声呼叫说，伐倒这树，砍下枝子，摇掉叶子，抛散果子，使走兽离开树下，飞鸟躲开树枝，树不却留在地内，用铁圈和铜圈箍住，在田野和青草中让天露滴湿，使他与地上的兽一同吃草，使他的心改变，不如人心，给他一个兽心，使他经过七七。这是守望者所发的命，圣者所出的令，好叫世人知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐予谁就赐予谁，或立即卑微的人执掌国权。这是我尼布贾尼撒王所做的梦。伯提沙萨，你要说明这梦的讲解，因为我国中的一切哲士都不能将梦的讲解告诉我，唯独你能，因你里头有圣神的灵。于是称为伯提沙萨的但以理惊讶片时，心意惊惶。王说，伯提沙萨，不要因梦和梦的讲解惊惶。伯提沙萨回答说，我主啊，愿这梦归于憎恶你的人，讲解归于你的敌人。你所见的树见长而且坚固，高得顶天，从地极都能看见，叶子华美，果子甚多，可做众生的食物。田野的走兽住在其下，天空的飞鸟宿在枝上。王啊，这健长又坚固的树就是你，你的威势健长极天，你的权柄管到地极。王既看见一位守望的圣者从天而降，说，将这树砍伐毁坏，树不却要留在地内，用铁圈和铜圈箍住，在田野的青草中将天露滴湿，使他与地上的兽一同吃草，直到经过七七。王啊，讲解就是这样，临到我主我王的事是出于至高者的命，你必被赶出离开世人，与野地的兽同居，吃草如牛，被天露滴湿，且要经过七七。等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐予谁就赐予谁。守望者既吩咐存留数步，等你知道诸天掌权以后，你的国必定归你。王啊，求你悦纳我的谏言，以施行公义，断绝罪过，以怜悯穷人，除掉罪孽，或者你的平安可以延长。 这事都临到尼布甲尼撒王，过了十二个月，他游行在巴比伦王宫里。他说，这大巴比伦不是我用大能大力建为京都，要显我威严的荣耀吗？这话在王口中尚未说完，有声音从天降下说，尼布甲尼撒王啊，有话对你说，你的国位离开你了，你必被赶出离开世人，与野地的兽同居，吃草如牛，且要经过七七。等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐予谁就赐予谁。这是当时这话就应验在尼布甲尼撒的身上，他被赶出离开世人，吃草如牛，身被天露滴湿，头发长长，好像阴毛，指甲长长，如同鸟爪。日子满足，我尼布甲尼撒举目望天，我的聪明归附于我，我便称颂至高者，赞美尊敬活到永远的神。他的权柄是永有的，他的国存到万代，世上所有的居民都算为虚无，在天上的万军和地上的居民中，他都凭自己的意志行事，无人能拦住他的手，或问他说，你做什么呢？那时我的聪明归附于我，为我国的荣耀威严和光耀也都归附于我，并且我的谋士和大臣也来朝见我，我又坚立在国位上，至大的权柄加增于我。现在我尼布甲尼撒赞美尊崇恭敬天上的王，因为他所做的全都实成，他所行的也都公平，那行动骄傲的他能降为卑。Amen。
谢谢 Mia。
Thank you, Mia。
箴言书第十六章第十八节说
，Proverbs 16:18 says，
骄傲在败坏以前，狂心在跌倒之前。
Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall。
而这节经文说明这个骄傲带来这个败坏。
This verse explains the destruction that pride brings.
狂心使一个人跌倒。
A man falls to a haughty spirit.
那么骄傲所带来这个问题是尼布甲尼撒王后来所要面对的。
The issue that pride brings is going to be something that King Nebuchadnezzar eventually faces.
尼布甲尼撒王是一位很成功的王。
King Nebuchadnezzar is a very successful king.
他的王国非常的强盛。
His kingdom was very powerful.
他也有不少的成就。
He also had more than a few accomplishments.
其中就是一个古代世界七大奇观之一。
One among them is one of the seven wonders of the world.
巴比伦空中花园有没有听过？
The Hanging Garden of Babylon, have you ever heard?
那么根据这个历史学家Herodotus 怎么说
？According to the historian Herodotus, he wrote，
这个城是尼布甲尼撒王所建的。
This city is built by King Nebuchadnezzar。
那么这个城的城墙，它的长有大概56英里。
The walls of the city runs 56 miles。
然后厚有80尺
，80 feet thick。
高有320尺
,320 feet high.
那么这个城墙厚到可以让四匹马的战车能够回转。
The city walls were so wide that a four-horse chariot could turn around on top.
那么城里有这个堡垒还有它这个庙。
The city had forts and temples.
庙里面有这个金做的偶像。
And the temples had idols made of gold.
其实不止古代的王有这种野心，还有这种骄傲。
Actually, it's not just the ancient kings that have this kind of ambition and pride.
今天有些国家的统治者也很爱面子。
Today, the rulers of some countries really love their reputation.
他们要在世界上建造这个最高的楼。
They build the tallest buildings in the world.
有一阵子世界最高的楼是在马来西亚。
At one time, the tallest building in the world was in Malaysia.
那么当时的首相要人知道马来西亚不是一个落后的国家。
At that time, the Prime Minister wanted people to know that Malaysia is not a backward nation.
那么因此他建造一座高达1500层的双空塔。
As a result, he built a pair of 1,500 feet twin towers.
后来不久, 给这个台北的101追上了。And
a little time after, it was surpassed by Taipei 101.
然后不久台北101不再是世界最高的楼。And
not long after, Taipei 101 was no longer the world's tallest building.
然后目前世界上最高的楼是在中东的都柏。Currently,
the world's tallest building is in the Middle East, in Dubai.
然后尼布甲尼撒王他的成就使到他感到骄傲。King
Nebuchadnezzar's accomplishments caused him to be prideful.
然后当巴比伦王国很强盛的时候,
When the Babylonian kingdom was very powerful,
尼布甲尼撒王做了一个梦,
King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream.
那么这个梦跟他第一个梦相隔的时间大约有30年。
This dream occurred about 30 years from his first dream.
尼布甲尼撒王所做的第一个梦是梦见一个大象。
King Nebuchadnezzar's first dream was of a big statue.
然后这次他所梦见的是一棵大树。
This time he dreamed of a big tree.
所以根据大以理书第4章第10节到12节这么说。
According to Daniel 4:10-12,
我在常算脑中的意象是这样。我看见地当中有一棵树，气旗高大。
Now, these were the visions in my mind as I lay on my bed. I was looking, and behold, there was a big tree in the midst of the earth, and its height was great.
那树渐长,而且坚固,高的顶天,从地极都能看见。
The tree grew large and became strong, and its height reached the sky, and it was visible to the end of the whole earth.
叶子华美,果子甚多,可作众生的食物,田野的走兽, 护在荫下,天宫的飞鸟树在枝上,凡有血气的都从这树得食。
Its foliage was beautiful and its fruit abundant, and in it was food for all. The beasts of the air found shade under it, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches, and all living creatures fed themselves from it.
那么在梦里面,尼布甲尼撒王看到天使从天降临。In
the dream, King Nebuchadnezzar saw an angel land from heaven.
我们大声呼叫说,拔倒这树,砍下枝子,摇掉叶子,抛散果枝,使走兽离开树下,飞鸟躲开树枝。He
shouted out and spoke as follows, Chop down the tree and cut off its branches, strip off its foliage and scatter its fruit. Let the beasts flee from under it and the birds from its branches.
那么树墩却要留在地内, 用铁圈和铜圈固住,在田野的青草中让天露地势,使它与地上的兽一同吃草,使它的心改变不如人心,给它一个兽心,使它经过气旗。Yet
leave the stump with its roots in the ground, but with a band of iron and bronze around it in the new grass of the field, and let him be drenched with the dew of heaven, and let him share with the beasts in the grass of the earth. Let his mind be changed from that of a man, and let a beast's mind be given to him, and let 7 periods of time pass over him.
那尼布甲尼撒王做的第一个梦,当时他的心里面感到非常的烦乱。When
King Nebuchadnezzar had his first dream, he became very anxious.
但是他做这个梦,他心里面感到害怕。But
with this dream, he was very afraid.
因为在梦里面,他看到一棵大树被砍下来。Because
in this dream, he saw a big tree be cut down.
然后只留下这个树墩。Leaving
only the stump.
然后同时也听到声音从天降临。At
the same time, he heard the command of an angel.
这里说,这是守望子所发的命,圣子所出的命。 好叫世人知道至高者在人国中掌权,要将国赐谁就赐与谁,成立既卑微的人执掌国权。This
sentence is by the decree of the angelic watchers, and the decision is a command of the holy ones, in order that the living may know that the Most High is ruler over the realm of mankind, and bestows it on whom he wishes, and sets over it the lowliest of men.
我们就好像30年前所做那个梦,
Just as the dream 30 years ago.
尼布甲尼撒王不明白梦的含义。
King Nebuchadnezzar did not understand the meaning.
于是王就吩咐人把所有的术士、做法术的加勒底人和观照的都招过来。So
the king summoned the magicians, the enchanters, astrologers, and diviners to him.
然后把这个梦告诉他们。
To tell him the dream.
那么看起来这次王比较讲理。
This time it looks like the king is more reasonable.
因为他把这个梦告诉他们。
Because he told them the dream.
不像30年前所做的那个梦,他没有告诉那些人他做了什么梦。
Unlike the dream from 30 years ago where he didn't tell the people what the dream was.
吩咐他们,你把梦解释给我知道。
And commanded them to explain the meaning of the dream to them.
但是这次他把梦告诉他们。
But this time, the king told them the dream.
但是他们还是没有办法把梦解释给王知道。
But they are still not able to give him the meaning of the dream.
虽然如此, 王没有生气, 也没有发怒。
Despite this, the king did not get angry.
而把他们解决掉。
And get rid of them.
可能王已经年纪蛮大了。
Maybe the king has aged.
对事情也比较看得开
and is able to see past things.
是吗? 有时候我们年纪大的时候, 我们对事情比较看得开。
True, sometimes when we're older, we can see more openly.
最后王必须把但以理招来。
Finally, the king had to get Daniel.
因为没有一个人能够帮王解释这个梦。
Because no one could interpret this dream.
王相信但以理能够为他解梦。
The king believed Daniel could interpret the dream.
因为但以理曾经30年前为他解过梦。
Because Daniel previously interpreted a dream for the king 30 years ago.
并且圣经说神的灵与他同在。
Furthermore, the Bible says that the Spirit of God was with him.
那么当王把这个梦告诉但以理之后,
When the king told Daniel the dream,
那么但以理听了之后,
After Daniel listened.
圣经说,但以理的心感到很惊慌,而且很惊讶。
The Bible says that he was very perplexed and terrified.
连王都看到他的表情。
Even the king could see his expression.
但以理心里面感到非常的不安。
Daniel had no peace in his heart.
因为他知道有不好的事情将要发生。
Because he knew that bad things were about to happen.
他希望这个不好的事情不是发生在王的身上。
He wished that this bad event would not happen upon the king.
所以在19节, 但以理就对王说,
So in verse 14, Daniel said to the king,
我主啊, 愿这梦归于恨恶你的人。
My Lord, if only the dream applied to those who hate you and its interpretation to your adversaries.
然后可见但以理为着王着想。
It's clear that Daniel is considerate of the king.
他也关心王的将来。
And he is also concerned about his future.
我在30年前的时候,但以理告诉王,你是那个金的头。
30 years ago, Daniel told the king, you are the head of gold.
然后现在但以理告诉王说, 你是梦里那棵树。
Now he tells him, you are the tree in the dream.
那么在圣经里面, 特别是旧约圣经, 树经常是代表政权。
In the Bible, particularly in the Old Testament, trees often represent political authority.
然后比如说是君王或者王国, 还有这个帝国的那种政权。
For example, the political authority of kings, nations, and empires.
所以在神的掌管之下,
Under God's authority,
尼布甲尼撒王建立一个很强势的王国, 使到在下的国家还有人民有好的日子过。
King Nebuchadnezzar built a powerful empire, causing the nations and people within to have good days.
那么在但以理书第4章第11节到第12节这么说,
For example, in Daniel 4:11-12, it says,
那树渐长而且坚固,高的顶天从地极都能看见,叶子华美,果汁甚多,可做众生的食物。The
tree grew large and became strong, and its height reached to the sky, and was visible to the end of the whole earth. Its foliage was beautiful, and its fruit abundant, and in it was food for all.
田野的走兽护在荫下,天空的飞鸟树在枝上, 凡有血气的都从这树得食。
The beasts of the field found shade under it, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches, and all living creatures fed themselves from it.
啊，这一切看起来都非常好。
This all looks very great, very good.
啊，但是问题是在尼布加尼撒王的身上本身。
But the problem is within King Nebuchadnezzar himself.
王都把这些成就都归在自己的身上。
The king credited all these accomplishments to himself.
啊，使到他的心里面感到非常的骄傲。
Causing his heart to become proud.
啊，同样的，有时候我们因为我们的成就，很多时候我们也感到很骄傲。
In the same way, because of our accomplishments, we can become proud.
那么根据王在三十年前所做那个梦
，According to the dream of the king 30 years ago.
然后王知道地上所有的政权都是从神而来的。
The king knows that all political authority comes from God.
而且地上所有的政权都不稳固。
And also the political authority of the world of this world is not stable.
那么按照王所做那个第一个梦
，According to the king's first dream,
啊，他的王国有一天将会结束。
His kingdom is going to end someday.
由另外一个王国来代替。
Another kingdom is going to replace it.
那么这么多年来，王曾经经历过神的作为。
The king has previously experienced God's actions.
比如说，当但以理为他解开这个梦的时候
，For example, after Daniel interprets the king's dream,
然后王承认这位神是万神之神。
He admits that Daniel's God is the God of gods.
然后就是在但以理书第二章第四十七节这么说。
Daniel 2:47 says,
王对但以理说，你既能显明这奥秘的事，你们的神诚然是万神之神，万王之王，又是显明奥秘事的。
The king answered Daniel and said, Surely your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of mysteries, since you have been able to reveal this mystery.
那么除此之外
Aside from this,
王也看到但以理三位朋友被扔在这个火窑里面没有被烧死
The king also saw Daniel's three friends thrown into the fiery furnace and were not burnt to death.
根据第三章二十八节到二十九节的记载
，According to chapter 3:28,
尼布加尼撒王说：“沙德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥的神是应当称颂的。他差遣使者救护依靠他的仆人，他们不遵王命，舍弃己身，在他们神以外不肯侍奉敬拜别神。”
Nebuchadnezzar responded and said.Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants, who put their trust in him, violating the king's command and yielded up their bodies so that as to not serve or worship any god except their own God.
现在我降旨，无论何方、何国、何族的人，仿读撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥之神的，必被凌迟，他的房屋必成。粪堆，因为没有别神能这样施行拯救。
Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or tongue that speaks anything offensive against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be torn limb from limb, and their houses reduced to a rubbish heap, inasmuch as there is no other God who is able to deliver in this way.
然后看起来这些过去所发生的事情没有改变王的生命。
It seems that these past events did not change the life of the king.
然后可能是他口头上承认但以理的神是万神之神。
Maybe he admits with his speech that God is the God of gods.
但是他的心里面却没有相信。
But yet in his heart he does not believe.
口这跟这个心是两样不同的东西。
Well, the mouth and heart are two different things.
我听过有些人用口来承认这位神。
I've heard that some people can acknowledge God with their lips.
但是他们的心里面却没有相信。
But in their hearts does not believe.
尼布加尼撒王他的心没有改变。
King Nebuchadnezzar's heart did not change.
他仍然高高在上，觉得自己很了不起。
That he is still on top because he thinks he's that amazing.
所以根据但以理为王所解释的梦
,according to the dream that Daniel interprets,
然后梦里的那棵大树是代表尼布甲尼撒王。
The tree in the dream represents King Nebuchadnezzar.
然后被砍下来那棵大树代表尼布甲尼撒王将会失去他的王位。
The cutting down of the tree represents the king losing his kingship.
啊，而带来那种羞耻。
And the associated shame.
因为在但以理的解释里面。
Because in Daniel's explanation,
王将会像一个野兽住在田里面。
The king will become like a wild beast living among the fields.
那么跟地上的野兽一起吃草。
Eating grass with the wild animals.
然后维持七年的时间。
For a period of 7 years.
那么这个树被砍下来。
After the tree is cut down.
那么树墩却留在这个地上。
The stump remains on the ground.
用这个铁圈还有铜尖把它固住。
And is bound with iron and bronze.
那么树墩被铁圈和这个铜圈固住是指神将会保守这位王。
The stump remaining and being bound with iron and bronze is referring to God, restoring the king.
然后直到满了七年的时间。
Until after 7 years.
然后直到王承认这位神是诸天的神。
Until the king acknowledged that, God is, rules, that God rules.
然后神要尼布甲尼撒王学习。
God wants King Nebuchadnezzar to learn.
那么其实也要我们学习的。
And actually, it's something for us to learn.
只有这位神在掌权。
Only God is in control.
一切所发生的事情都在这位神的掌权之下。
All things that happen are under His control.
尼布甲尼撒王的成就是从神而来的。
The successes of King Nebuchadnezzar are from God.
那么因此他不应当感到骄傲。
As a result, he should not feel proud.
同样的，我们的成就也是从神而来的。
In the same way, our successes are from God.
那么因此我们不应当感到骄傲。
And as a result, we should not feel proud.
很多时候，当我们得到一些成就的时候，我们把这些荣耀归在我们自己的身上。
More often, we give ourselves the glory when we have successes.
那么而夺去了神的荣耀。
And we take away the glory from God.
我们在墙上那个旗帜说到不是我乃是基督。
The banner on the wall reads, "It's not about me, it's about Christ."
然后目的就是要提醒我们不要把荣耀归在自己的身上。
The purpose is to remind us not to give ourselves the glory.
我们只不过是一个卑微的一个器皿。
We are merely a lowly instrument.
只有这位神是值得称颂还有赞美的。
Only this God is worthy of honor and praise.
所有的荣耀应当归给他。
All the glory should be given to him.
所以但以理把这个梦解释给王知道。
Daniel explained the dream to the king.
然后他劝勉王要离弃这些罪恶。
And he admonishes the king to renounce these wickedness.
而且谦卑在神的面前。
And humble himself before God.
所以在第四章第二十七节记载说。
So in chapter 4 verse 27 says,
他说王啊求你悦纳我的谨言以施行公义断绝罪过以怜悯穷人除掉罪孽或者你的平安可以延长。
Therefore, O king, may my advice be pleasing to you. Break away from your sins by doing righteousness, and from your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, in case there may be a prolonging of your prosperity.
但以理讲这些话不容易。
It's not easy for Daniel to say these things.
万一王生气怎么办？
Or in case the king gets mad.
无论如何，但以理就把他所要讲的跟王讲了。
Regardless, Daniel said what needed to be told to the king.
但以理在王国里面身为一位高官。
Daniel in the kingdom, he's a high official.
那么他了解国家里面的情况。
And he understands the circumstances in the kingdom.
他也知道这些穷人没有得到这个公平的待遇。
He knows that there are poor people that are not treated fairly.
尼布甲尼撒王没有以这个怜悯来对待这他们。
King Nebuchadnezzar did not take pity on them.
王这么做 但以理说是一种罪过。
This action of the king, Daniel says, is an offense.
所以但以理劝勉王要悔改。
So Daniel admonishes the king to repent.
他希望王能够改变他的心，悔改过来。
He wishes the king to change his mind and repent.
相信这位真神。
And believe the true God.
尼布甲尼撒王知道但以理的神是一位真神。
King Nebuchadnezzar knows that Daniel's God is a real God.
但是他没有以任何的行动来改变自己。
But he did not take any action to change himself.
来相信这位真神。
To believe this true God.
那么虽然但以理把这个梦讲解给王知道。
Even though Daniel explained this dream to the king.
那王也明白这个梦的含义。
And the king understood the meaning of the dream.
但是他的心没有改变。
But his heart did not change.
让我们来看这段经文。
Let's look at this passage.
过了十二个月，他游行在巴比伦王宫里，他说，这大巴比伦不是我用大能大力建为京都，要显我威严的荣耀吗？
12 months later, he was walking in the roof of the royal palace of Babylon. The king reflected and said, Is this not Babylon the Great, which I myself have built as a royal residence by the might of my power and for the glory of my majesty?
王讲这句话显示他心中存着那种骄傲。
These words reveal that his pride within.
也显示他没有听但以理的劝告。
It also reveals that the king did not heed Daniel's admonishment.
那我们可能好像大这个尼布甲尼撒王一样。
We may also be like King Nebuchadnezzar.
那么对于自己的成就感到骄傲。
And be proud of our successes.
那么想到尼布甲尼撒王的时候，我就想到我们以前那位马来西亚的首相。
When I think of King Nebuchadnezzar, I think of the former Prime Minister of Malaysia.
这位首相很爱面子。知道什么爱面子吗？
This prime minister really is really focused on reputation. Do you know what that means?
他要人知道他很了不起。
He wants people to know that he is amazing.
每一样东西都是最大的。
Everything needs to be the biggest.
最高的。
The tallest.
因此他建了这个世界上最高的双峰塔。
Hence he built what was the world's tallest twin towers.
所以当但以理劝告完之后，
After Daniel admonished the king,
那神没有立刻管教他。
God did not immediately discipline him.
那么神还给了他十二个月的时间去悔改。
God gave him 12 more months to repent.
从这里我们看到神的恩典。
From here we can see God's grace.
但是十二个月里面的时间，神那个王没有任何的改变。
But within that 12 months,The king did not have any change.
所以正当他感到很骄傲的时候，
So just when he felt proud,
这个灾祸就临到他的身上。
Disaster struck him.
他话还没有讲完的时候，
he hadn't,
就有声音从天而降。
He hadn't even finished speaking when a voice from heaven came.
那么向他说，尼布甲尼撒王啊，有话对你说，你的国位离开你了。你必被赶出离开世人，以野地的兽同居，赤草如牛，鸡要经过气旗。等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐予谁，就赐予谁。
King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is declared, sovereignty has been removed from you, and you will be driven away from mankind, and your dwelling place will be with the beasts of the field. You will be given grass to eat like cattle, and 7 periods will pass over you until you recognize that the Most High is ruler over the realm of mankind and bestows it on whomever he wishes.
骄傲的心是神不喜悦的。
God is not pleased by a proud heart.
我们在新约圣经彼得前书第五章第五节到第六节这么说。
In the New Testament, in 1 Peter 5:5-6, it says,
就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。
And all of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, for God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time.
我们在雅各书第四章第六节也说不错。
And in the same way in James chapter 4 verse 6 it says,
所以经上说神阻挡骄傲的人赐恩给谦卑的人。
Therefore it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
那神阻挡那些骄傲的人就好像他阻挡尼布甲尼撒王一样。
God opposes a proud man just as he opposed King Nebuchadnezzar.
尼布甲尼撒王从一个住在王宫里的人
King Nebuchadnezzar went from living in a palace.
高高在上的一个人
A highly exalted person.
那么成为一个跟野兽住在田里的人
And became one who lives in the fields with the wild animals.
那么神利用这个方法来谦卑尼布甲尼撒王
God humbled the king in this manner.
那么承认这位神是掌管这个天地的神
and acknowledge that God is the God that controls the heavens and all the earth.
那么同样的，神利用这个灾祸或者苦难或者疾病来使到一个人谦卑在他的面前。
In the same way, God uses disaster, suffering, or sickness to humble people before Him.
我曾经见过一些不冷不热的基督徒。
In the past, I've met some lukewarm Christians.
那么经过这些苦难，愿意谦卑在神的面前承认这位神。
And after some suffering, was able to humble himself before God.
我也见过一些不肯相信耶稣的人。
I've also met some who are unwilling to believe Jesus.
因为苦难或者这个疾病的临到。
But because of falling on suffering or illness,
那么使到他们谦卑在神的面前。
It caused them to humble themselves before God.
接受耶稣成为他们个人的救主。
And accept Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior.
然后盼望神不必要以这些灾难或者苦难疾病来管教我们。
I hope that God does not need to use disaster or suffering to discipline people.
但是有必要的时候他必会管教。
But when needed, God will discipline.
那么七年过后尼布甲尼撒王所经历的终于结束了。
So after 7 years, King Nebuchadnezzar's experience comes to an end.
他成为一个正常的人。
He becomes a normal person.
所以在这七年里面他学习到什么是谦卑。
So within these 7 years, he learns what it means to be humble.
然后以前他是一个自高自大的人。
Before he was an arrogant person.
然后觉得自己非常的了不起。
He thought he was a terrific guy.
但是现在他知道什么是谦卑。
But now he knows what it means to be humble.
那么神使这个灾难临到尼布甲尼撒王的身上。
God allowed disaster to befall King Nebuchadnezzar.
然后使到他谦卑。
To humble him.
不再认为自己是一个了不起的人。
So that he no longer considers himself to be amazing.
一个谦卑的心是经过这个挫折还有这个磨练形成的。
A humble heart is one that's passed through disappointment and it's refined to completion.
那么圣经说摩西在旷野里面受到神的磨练。
The Bible says that Moses was refined for 40 years in the wilderness.
然后使到他成为一个谦卑的人。
And caused him to become a humble person.
所以在但以理书第四章35节上半句这么说。
So in the first part of Daniel chapter 4 verse 35 it says,
我们世上所有的居民都算为虚无。
All the inhabitants of the earth are counted as nothing.
尼布甲尼撒王承认世界上所有的人包括他自己都算不了什么。
King Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged that all the people on the earth, including himself, do not amount to much.
然后只有这位真神才值得称颂的。
Only this true God is worthy of praise.
那么在田野里面七年的时间。
So after 7 years in the fields and wilderness.
那么终于使到尼布甲尼撒王他讲了这些话。
So finally King Nebuchadnezzar said these words.
我现在我尼布加尼撒赞美尊崇恭敬天上的王因为他所做的全都诚实他所行的也都公平他行动骄傲的他能降为卑。
Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise, exalt, and honor the King of heaven, for all his works are true and his ways are just, and he is able to humble those who walk in pride.
最后尼布加尼撒王承认神是掌权者。
Finally, King Nebuchadnezzar admits that God is the one in control.
世界上一切的事情都在他的掌权之下。
And all things on earth are under his control.
然后很多时候我们会好像尼布加尼撒王一样。
Many times we are like King Nebuchadnezzar.
说我们相信神。
Saying we believe in God.
经历过他的恩典。
And have experienced his grace.
那是没有承认他是掌管天地万物的神。
But do not admit that he is the Lord of all.
而把我们的生命交托给他。
And give their lives to him.
让他来掌管。
To let him be in control.
我们每一天所做的。
Everything we do every day.
我们是否是以自己为主。
Are we making ourselves Lord?
没有让这位神在我们的生命里面居首位。
And not placing God in as first priority.
然后我们的心是否感到骄傲？
Is our heart full of pride?
没有把这位神放在我们的心中。
And we do not have God as its focus.
所以雅各书、彼得前书、箴言书都说，神阻挡那些骄傲的人，赐恩给那些谦卑的人。
So James, 1 Peter, and Proverbs all says that God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
神不喜悦那些骄傲的人。God
is not pleased by proud people.
但是他却赐恩给那些谦卑的人。But
he gives grace to the humble.
尼布加尼撒王他的经历应当成为我们的一个警惕。
King Nebuchadnezzar's experience should be a warning to us. Let's quiet our hearts and use some time to meditate on today's message. Let's inspect our hearts before God.
审查我们的心是否有让神来居首位。
And inspect and reflect on whether we have placed God first.
也审查我们的心是否我们的心 有存着这种骄傲。
And reflect on whether our hearts have this pridefulness.
而不愿意让神来掌管我们的生命。
And not willing to let God be in control of our lives.
也求神除去我们心中那种骄傲还有自信。
We ask God to remove the pride and our selfishness.
全能的天父上帝，求你怜悯我们。
All powerful Father, please have mercy on us.
也求主你帮助我们从今天的经文、今天的信息学习。
And we ask that from today's message that we may learn to be humble.
也学习如何把我们的生命摆上。
And learn how to put our lives.
承认这位 掌管天地万物的神。
And acknowledge that God is the God of heaven and earth.
愿意把我们的生命交托给他。
And be willing to hand our lives to him.
让他来掌管。
And let him control it.
求主你恩待我们。
Please be with us.
求主你坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
让我们在我们的生活里面顺服你。
That we may obey you in our lives.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.